I think Lady T, you know, she had a great sense of moral propriety, and she would be very upset and sad to think that this film was disturbing people and that people were actually crying. I've had people, friends of mine, cry on the telephone. And a friend of mine from New York begged me not to go and see it. She said, please don't go. And she broke down completely. And but I didn't feel any of that because the personal things were so distant from reality. And we shall see. I think this film is very successful at the moment, but I cannot for the life of me think why anyone would wish to make it. Lady Thatcher's dementia is a sadness for all of us who love her and admire her. And I think that to do this, to produce this within her lifetime, is beyond the boundaries and very cruel. But, Dave, it is only a film which will soon be forgotten, whereas her name and her legacy will forever be mentioned in the history of Great Britain. She was the 49th Prime Minister of Great Britain. Not a lot of people know that. And she was an icon of the 20th century and always will be.
Do you think there's a danger that people see things on the movies and they think that's the truth? So there's a danger that they will think that that's the truth about Margaret Thatcher's life.
Yes, I do. I do believe that because I know how many people read the papers and believe every word that's written. But, you know, Lady Thatcher's policy was you look forward, you don't look back. She believed in what she was doing and she helped a lot of people and life wasn't easy at times. You know, miners' strike, Bobby Sands wasn't, you know, the Iranian, first thing that happened was the Iranian siege. And it wasn't easy, but she believed in what she was doing. She was extremely honest. She stood up for Britain, particularly in Europe, and that was fantastic, I think. And I feel very honoured to have been by her side for 33 years. It's been absolutely wonderful, and I'll still be there until she or I disappear.